Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. William McDonald back for another dip into the ATN pool, his second time around. Great to have him back on with us. He was at the Capitol today. And, William, there was a lot of buzz. And, of course, part of this is something I've been talking about. It's crazy while we're waiting for this confirmation of the Attorney General. It's like we have this lame duck Attorney General in Eric Holder for over 160 days. And, finally, I guess there's a clearing, and it looks like Loretta Lynch is closer to being confirmed, and that has to do with a bill where there was finally a compromise that came together on the Hill. So explain that to the listeners.
Okay, so what happened today, and this, and I woke up completely surprised that there had been some movement on this, because honestly, since January, we've been really watching how this goes through. So the compromise was over what's called the Hyde Amendment, which is put in that prevents any federal funding for abortions, in, except for in the case of incest or rape. And this is was put into the human trafficking bill, and the Democrats have been filibustering this because they did not believe that those two issues needed to be addressed in the same bill. It made it a bit complicated and sordid. And so it was filibustered for the last couple of months, which in turn, Mitch McConnell, the now Senate Majority Leader, refused to bring up Lynch's confirmation vote. So finally today, they have negotiated, and they haven't come out saying what exactly they've negotiated, but that they will be proceeding. And what has happened is that they've pulled back some of the some of the language in the Hyde Amendment that had actually, normally what happens is the Hyde Amendment is passed, it's put in appropriation bills. This was not an appropriation bill, the trafficking bill, and the Democrats were not pleased with the type of language that was in here. So now we've opened it up to, we'll hear more from many of the Senate leaders tomorrow on how this negotiation came about. So now we just have to wait, and the Majority Leader McConnell said that we can expect a vote within the next coming day on Loretta Lynch becoming the next Attorney General, hopefully.
Wow, that is very, very big.
Did I lose
Absolutely.
You?
Yeah. I think the other thing that was big, and you might not have been there for this, but the big old kiss. And it's not Gustav Klimt's kiss, but it was John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, and Nancy Pelosi, Boehner, planting a kiss on Pelosi's cheek. And this was a celebration, I guess, of sorts because of Medicare legislation. Am I right?
I had lost you for just a minute, so I literally just heard that Boehner placed a kiss on
Nancy Pelosi's cheek.
Yeah, that's not uncommon to see. I've seen him do that a number of times when he's, you know, gotten the gavel the second time. And I was unaware that this has happened more recently than that.
Yeah, how about it? It was at a little White House event, and what happened was it was for supporters of the Medicare legislation. So, I mean, if they ever break bread and they're sipping tea or kissing and they're on the same side of things, it's such a rarity. I guess that's why he decided, you know what, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah, that's right. There was a reception held this evening on the Medicaid and the child insurance program that the president had signed last Thursday, I want to say it was. So yeah. that was a very good bipartisan effort that, you know, I guess deserved a peck on the cheek.
There you go. Peck on the cheek. How about this, because since we jumped over to the White House and just down the street, just a quick thing on this, because we talk about cybersecurity, of course, all the time on ATN, as it affects every single one of us in this country to some extent. I don't care if you're 80 and you probably have a computer, or you're 21 and you're listening. But the White House backed the House cybersecurity bill. This is another thing that, I don't know, should seem to go through pretty easy, shouldn't it, unless it gets attacked by other amendments that may attach themselves to it, even though they're not really supposed to do that anymore.
Well, you know what? I absolutely agree with you. And what we do see often is that one side will come out and say they're in support, and then all of a sudden something gets slipped in there that holds everything back up. And this happened, like I said, in the human trafficking. It was good to go. It was almost going to be like the first legislation out of the 114th Congress. And then some language was flipped in there at the very last minute to throw things off. So right now it should be, everybody should very much care about cybersecurity, and it shouldn't have too much of a problem going through. But let's just hope that, some senator, some congressman, woman doesn't throw something in there that could maybe potentially upset a cybersecurity bill to get to the president's desk.
Yeah. So when you're covering politics on the Hill, and I've been to the Capitol many times, but it's different when you're, in the trenches doing it daily versus doing a talk show and you come into town and everybody's all nicey-nice and things are set up. Do you find that there's cooperation with the media, or does it just depend? If there's an issue where, is it kind of duck and cover, hey, I don't want to talk, so I'm just kind of getting out of the way of the media? What do you find in the time that you've been there?
So I've been covering the Hill for just over a year now, covering the Hill and the White House for about 3 years. And what I just love about the covering the Hill is the members of Congress are very approachable. They do want to deliver, their side of the story, but sometimes what you're getting isn't always what they, how do I put this? Sometimes it's talking out of two sides of their mouth.
I got that. Well, that's called politics. That's the Potomac two-step. Yeah, I know you know about that. That's what,
goodness, yes. And it's just so funny now because, I grew up my whole life hearing about it, and now I'm living it.
It's so true.
It's completely true.
It is completely true. And you know what it's like, a little bit, of course, without the violence. I don't, no senator pushing someone in front of a train, like physically doing it. They might do it metaphorically, but not physically doing it. But it very much is like House of Cards. And when I was in D.C., a month ago, that's what everybody was talking about. They were asking me what I thought of House of Cards, and I thought, wow, we have no time to read bills or vote on legislation because we have to binge watch what's happening on House of Cards, and a lot of people do watch it.
And you know what's so funny is that there are so many shows right now that depict
politics. Yeah.
In a kind of a negative way. And someone about a year ago, because I don't want to promote it.
Scandal, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've got Scandal, you've got Veep, you've got House of Cards, you've got all these hilarious shows that really don't shed light on politicians that well. And someone once asked me, why do we all of a sudden, what happened to shows like The West Wing? I said, well, I think maybe the public actually likes politics. They're not so popular.
I love that. On that note, goodbye to William McDonald. We'll talk to you again from Talk Radio News.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Coming up the rest of this hour of America Tonight, tail end of the show, we've got the Daily Salute. Woohoo! You know, we got to tip our cap to someone, I think, each and every show. So we have brought that back, as I've mentioned before. Plus, taking you on the train that took Lincoln's body, essentially, on a trip of fond farewell back in the day, a long, long time ago, when he was assassinated. People were so heartbroken. Over 7 million people came out to see Lincoln's funeral train go by, just to get a glimpse, anything, to feel something for Lincoln. I mean, they felt something for Lincoln, and to see that train. It's interesting because we're going to talk to Lisa Roberts about the history of that and what she's doing to introduce stories like the Lincoln funeral procession and his leadership qualities to young kids. From Lincoln to Lewis and Clark and their great adventure and expedition on down the line throughout history. She's written 29 books for kids, just fascinating stuff. And I know so many of you, like me, love those nuggets of history, which is sorely lacking, I think, in some cases in some of our schools. Not all the schools, but some of the schools, the history is so-so. You know, you just get the who, what, where, when, and why. None of the flavor, none of the other elements. And I'll tell you, history is what made me excel in school. History was my favorite subject and may have led, in a way, to the course that I'm on now. So it's interesting, you know, talking about, which we will next, the train that carried Lincoln's body to this Japanese maglev train that set the world record. You know what the world record is? I mean, think of speed. But I'd hate to think of this train being derailed, but 603 kilometers. So if you do the translation, right, I know you have the translation, right, kilometers and miles, that's 374 miles an hour. It's on an experimental track right now, and it absolutely set a new world record. That's crazy. I mean, can you imagine if that became the norm? 374 miles an hour? The train spent like 10 seconds traveling above that, 600 kilometer per hour thing, where it went over 1.5 miles. So that's about 20 football fields. So I want you to think about this, because we have to quantify it right. So in your mind, think about this. What does that mean, 374 miles an hour? Do you know what that means? That means 20 football fields in the time it took me to mention those last two pieces of information. It covered 20 football fields. That's crazy how fast you could move people. I mean, if this really works out in Japan, for the future of Japan, and you think of how far are we behind in the United States in moving people. I mean, the one thing we do have, and I've actually ridden on this train many times, the fastest train in the United States is Amtrak's Acela, and it's capable of 240 kilometers, which would be 150 miles an hour. But it's usually way less than that. They don't really hit it 150 miles an hour. I took it from Philadelphia to New York, and it's pretty quick, but it wasn't full throttle. And how does it work? So unlike what our traditional trains are that we're used to with the rails, the maglev trains work by using magnets to literally push the train, boom, away from the tracks and shove it forward. It drives it forward. So Japan Railways has been testing the train, their train, to figure out the best way for this speed for a planned route between Tokyo and Nagoya, which is scheduled to begin in 2027. So to give you an idea of how that could revolutionize speed and travel, that trip would take about 5 hours by car. In the future, a maglev train, if it's operational, you'd be there in 40 minutes. Can you imagine if we had that in the United States? That would be mind-blowing. That'd be such a game changer, especially with so many people not living near family and friends because of occupation, usually, or something else. So if you're in California and you could get to the East Coast, how much faster? Or you're in the South, somewhere in the South, anywhere, Mississippi, and I don't know, you want to go to Atlanta? What, 10 minutes? 10 minutes and you're in Atlanta. I mean, seriously, it would be crazy what that would do in the United States. But there's no development of that happening. Japan owns this baby, and they really have revolutionized it. I mean, we are way behind when it comes to transportation, train transportation. And you know, and then you think about how many people take trains. And the answer is, in certain city areas, I mean, even to more remote areas from a big city, but it takes a long time. And a lot of times that's for fun, unless it's that inner city travel, where you're going from one state to try to get to your job, and it takes you an hour or whatever. But it's not like Japan. They got peeps, and they got to move those peeps. They got to move them along, and that would be, I mean, really, that would be absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. All right, and speaking of incredible, the outrage of the day, because there has to be one of those, right? It's the yin and the yang here on America Tonight. So, you know, we're giving you the daily salute at the end of this hour, but the daily outrage to me, and it shouldn't be an outrage because it's exactly what I expect, but the Transportation Security Administration, they've concluded that full screening of airport employees wouldn't lower the overall risk to the public. So what they're saying basically is this is doesn't make any sense. So we're not going to worry about that, even though we've had some serious breaches and it all seems to stem from somebody is working at the airport. But okay, so the full physical screening, they're not doing. They said it's incapable of determining a person's motivations, their attitude, what they could do to do harms, other limitations. So we're not going to do that. It's not going to really, you know, help us against risks or any adversaries. So instead, you know, forget it. That's not going to happen. The TSA and most airports, they say, couldn't afford 100% employee screening. Only two airports in the U.S., so this is a great piece of information, and I'm not surprised because I've actually seen it with my own eyes. When I saw the thing, only two airports, I thought, okay, I know these airports. Miami and Orlando, they require their employees to be screened through metal detectors. That's it. I mean, they're the only two. So any place else that you're traveling, that's not happening. TSA Secretary Jay Johnson said that including criminal background checks every 2 years for all airport aviation workers, screening of airline and airport employees traveling as passengers, reduction of, you know, those access points to secure areas at all airports, and random screening of aviation employees, you know, that's what they're going to do. That's the action that they're going to take. And, of course, why did all this happen? There's always some embarrassment. There's always some reason, some exposure. And there's been a ton of things that have led up to this. But most recently, Delta Airlines, the ramp worker and a passenger at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, remember, arrested in December for smuggling guns onto flights to New York. I mean, it was crazy. How is that happening right under their noses? And since then, they hired private security. They're checking bags of employees when they show up to work. I mean, especially in Atlanta, they're doing that. And now this is what we're talking about doing at this point. Random checks. I mean, I guess it's a step. It's a step to closing serious gaping holes in airport security, especially with the access points, which should have been shut off before. Should have been shut off right after 9/11. I mean, what were they thinking? Start with the airport. Start with what you know. And I would think if you sit down and you're brainstorming, saying, okay, where could breaches happen? Where could we have these breaches? Oh, yeah, TSA employees. The airport employs so many people, and it's so fast, and all these parts are moving. We probably are pretty vulnerable there. So it did take a few years for this to happen in one big incident, but at least it's happening. At least it's happening. I don't agree with not doing the full search of the employees, but at least they have other layers that are kicking in. And I guess the whole surveillance thing, baggage rooms, cargo, that should have been, you know, really that should have been happening full on across the board at all the airports. Because if you think 30,000 claims for things that were missing from luggage. People are taking things from luggage, for goodness sake. First they make you pay $25 to check a bag, and then there's a chance that they're going to ransack that bag. That's not good. Ooh, that's not good. So that is the daily outrage. At least they're doing something, but it's sort of a little too late, right? That thing with Delta smuggling the guns was insanity. Oh, what an embarrassment. Craziness. All right, next we're talking to Lisa Roberts about Lincoln's funeral journey, the final one. Stay with us.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
I grew up around trains, and this train is very significant. You know, we love history here on America Tonight. And you know that, of course, in 1865, on April 21st, Abraham Lincoln's funeral train went from Washington to Springfield, Illinois. And this is the cool thing. How many people wanted to be able to be there, see it, the whole thing? 7 million people. At the time, it was one-fifth of the country's population. They wanted to watch it pass. So we've got Lisa Roberts in our caboose right now. She's going to share this story, virtual caboose. She's going to share this whole story of the 12-day, 1,700-mile final journey. And she's going to be one of the first people to tour this recreated reproduction of 63, Leviathan 63, which was the steam locomotive and, you know, the ultimately the funeral car for Abraham Lincoln. And we'll get into some other things, too. She's authored a book series featuring a boy and a girl riding across the country with Lincoln's spirit. And I just absolutely love it. Lisa, thanks so much for taking some time out and joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you. You're very welcome. Thank you.
So what drew you to this story about Lincoln?
Well, like everyone else, I was always fascinated with his leadership ability and just the whole process of going against the nature of the way it was in the 1860s and doing the right thing, even though everyone else was telling him otherwise. And he fought that, and he fought a good battle, for lack of better words. But I kept having dreams of Lincoln, and he was talking to me and telling me that I needed to start a new revival with the youth today, with some of the values, America's founding values, that are missing in America today, and he wouldn't go away. So I started writing the book series and started doing a lot of research on him, of things that I didn't quite learn in school. They just kind of touch over it. But when you read so much about this man, it's fascinating.
Boy, that's the truth. And so I think people kind of know about the train, but they don't know a lot of those details. So 7 million people, that is staggering at the time for sure, isn't it?
Yes, oh, for sure. And the train went over 1,600 miles to get to Springfield, and they ended up, of course, on May the 4th, and his son, Willie, went with him. They took his body along with Lincoln and buried it in Springfield as well on May the 4th. And Dave Clokey, he has rebuilt Leviathan 63, the steam engine, and rebuilt Lincoln's funeral train to the T. It's absolutely
wow.
Beautiful. And they're going to kind of uncloak it in Springfield on May the 2nd at the Crown Plaza, and that is very near to where the train stopped and to where they took his body off before they took him to bury him. And they were so wanting to make the trip exactly like this. But with the train being so slow and the commerce the way it is with the train system, they were going to have to truck it more than they were going to have to put it on the railway. And Mr. Clokey is so about education, and he wanted the people to touch it, to breathe it, and to look at it. And how can you do that when it's on a truck? So what they're doing is they're going from Elgin, Illinois, to Springfield in May, May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And then they're visiting different cities with Leviathan and the funeral car, so everyone will be able to also tour it.
Wow, that is very, very neat. And you're going to see it too, right? You're going to get
yes.
to see it.
Yes, we're going to be one of the first people to see it. They're having a little fundraiser there at Crown Plaza, and we're going to be there and listen to Mr. Clokey tell all the details, the trials and tribulations about how this came about and how he was able to build it. He is a master. He's just a master engineer. In fact, he's the engineer in the children's book series.
Of
I was
course.
So impressed with him and the train. And Leviathan 63 takes the children across the nation to discuss all these important subject matters. So it was
makes
interesting
sense.
Talking with him. Yes. And
yeah.
doing research on him as well.
And we'll tell everybody this. You're a former preschool teacher, and you're all about obviously some history here. Do you think there is a lack of, and you said it in the beginning, there were things you just didn't learn in the history class. Do you think there's a lack of teaching kids about some of the fun, cool facts or interesting nuggets of information when it comes to history?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I state that we're reaching back to move forward, reaching back each historical person that is in each book, there's 29 of them, has a lesson. Lincoln's was on leadership, and Lewis and Clark is on being a pioneer today with that pioneer spirit. And they all talk about mistakes they made. They're in history. They're documented. But they make them real to the children, and they convey this to Aiden and Addie, the two main characters. And then they, in turn, talk to the children in all the cities that they visit, and they just have a revival with schools and churches and communities coming together with their parents, talking about the history, how we can learn from it, and how we can move forward today of things that are missing, that were very important to the fabric of America.
So the Lincoln book is the first one. You have the other 29. The second one that's coming out soon is one of my favorites. When I was a kid, and I was a big history fan, I did excelled in history. And I grew up outside of Philadelphia, so we would see the Liberty Bell and all of that every single day of our lives. So it meant something to history, meant something to me. But you talk about Lewis and Clark and Sacagawea. And I was always fascinated with Sacagawea. And then they go and they put Sacagawea coins, a dollar coin, you know, it was a dollar, in Philly. And then when you get on the trains, you still can get them. They're not out yet. And it's just the craziest thing. It's like, wow, this has come full circle. So how did you choose what you chose? Did you do it geographically, by a timeline? How did you choose that, okay, Lewis and Clark were going to be second?
I believe that it was, I was just so on the pioneer spirit. I just thought, of course they leave from Texas and they go from west to east, and then they go in the south, and then they go in the middle. So yes, geographically. But I just thought the pioneering spirit was so important for kiddos today to learn how they can do that within their own families, within their own schools, their communities, and the state, and then the nation, where it starts from ground up and not from the top down. And that's the reason I chose them. And I was in love with Sacagawea, too. A little Addie, the 11-year-old character in the book series, really falls in love with Sacagawea. Her spirit, she was 16. She was only a teenager when she was doing this.
Right.
But she fell in love with her spirit, and I learned a lot from her.
So we've got Lewis and Clark and Sacagawea, and then what's your third?
The third one is with President Washington, and that's on patriotism, on bringing back patriotism to American children, and what it is, how he went about doing this at a time to when it was, you know, against England, but bringing that back into the country. The fourth one is on gardening in your own space, and that's with Bernard McMahon, and that's where you can even grow gardens in New York City. When you're hanging off a balcony, it helps children learn to like their greens if they can grow them themselves. And that's a proven fact.
No kidding, because then you can feel it, touch it, the whole thing. Did you lay out every, as you're going along, do you know what you're ending with yet?
Oh, yes. Yeah. It ends in 2021, and the Aiden and Addie are 18, so the children that are reading the series can grow along with them and through teenagehood and getting into adulthood. And the last one is about hope, and it's God. God speaks to the children.
Wow.
And talks about hope, not giving up, and moving forward.
I love that.
The last one.
Wow. Hey, that is so cool. I like how you start and that everything ends with a lesson and that kind of thing. What's your hope with these books? That, of course, you want people to get them, but is the hope that, because you were a teacher, that a lot of school kids, a lot of kids will have access to them?
Yes, that is our hope. We're hoping that parents working with their children can help them get back to the basics of America's founding values and find them to be important. It has to be with the family. It can't just be just the children, but the children need a voice. And a lot of times if you empower them to speak and to talk about these issues with mentorship on the side, they can do it. That's where our future lies, right there with this age group that's coming up.
Absolutely. I so agree. If somebody wants to get a copy of the first book, where can they get it?
They can go to aidenandaddie.com, and that they can go to amazon.com.
Mm-hmm, of course,
Back
Amazon.
It's Back to Basics with Aiden and Addie.
Perfect.
And on Barnes and Noble's too.
Barnes and Noble. All right. Lisa Roberts, good luck, and thank you so much for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, thank you. Have a great evening. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, how cool is that, the whole thing that they're doing with Lincoln and just absolutely making a replica of that train. A couple of birthdays to throw in here to the mix, and then we're coming back with the Daily Salute and some odds and ends. But reality star Willie Robertson, think Duck Family, Duck Dynasty, 42 years old. Marshawn Lynch, the guy who should have gotten the touchdown, the last touchdown in the Super Bowl, and the Seahawks would have won back-to-back beating the Patriots, but Wah! They didn't do it. Pete Carroll decided instead, let's throw the ball. 28 years old today, and Jack Nicholson, 77 candles on his cake. Meet you on the flip side.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the house. So as we skid toward the finish line, we're going to have some odds and ends that we're going to pump out there too. But I feel compelled to do the daily salute. So check this out. Here's what the deal is. There is a family in Ontario, Canada, where they adopted two Vietnamese daughters, twin daughters. And of course, they have a rare condition, a rare genetic condition that has abnormalities with that condition does is it creates abnormalities in the liver and the heart and other parts of the body. And they also have very distinctive facial features, I guess, as a result of this. So Michael Wagner and his wife, Joanna, they didn't care. They adopted these poor girls from Vietnam in 2012. They knew they had the condition, but they had big hearts and they wanted to adopt these girls. So the parents used social media to appeal to the public to find a liver donor for one of the girls. Now, the reason they did that is because Michael Wagner, donated part of his liver to the one daughter. He had to actually pick between the two. She was the weaker of the twins, so that's how he made the decision. But how awful is that? Gee, one of these girls is probably going to die, but your liver is good and can match up with one of them. So which one do you choose? So that's why they went to social media. They weren't trying to make a asking for money or anything like that, but because, oh my gosh, you know, this is all I can give, and we've picked the one. So 3 months later, really less than 3 months later, a donor came out of nowhere and saved the second girl's life. Actually donated part of the liver, and that made all the difference in the world. So the second little girl, her name is Bean, got an incredible gift of really life. And the donor didn't want a bunch of praise and applause and to be known and all that kind of stuff, but did it. And she's got a liver transplant and both girls are doing really, really well. So I have to say that, there was even more than one person that offered to step forward. There are good peeps in the world. There are 400 people responded and were willing to see if they were compatible and all that sort of stuff and do it. But somebody came forward. They didn't want to be known. They didn't want any kind of glory or credit or any of that kind of thing. But they saved the second twin's life. So I think that deserves a round of applause for the Daily Salute. Woohoo! Yep, changing the world. I mean, absolutely. Medical miracle, because the two girls are doing good. And can you imagine, poor father has to make a choice. Mother can't do it, is not compatible, can't donate. So father does, picks the one, the weaker, and then they find somebody else. And what was really cool about that story is that so many other people offered to step forward. I mean, just boom, yeah, offered to do it and would be a complete stranger. No connection whatsoever. Other than hearing, you know, that this kid's in trouble. And, hey, I raise my hand. I'm willing to do it. How many people would be willing to do that? How many people would be willing to go that far? Incredible. Love the story. Kind of wish, in a way, that we actually knew who the person was, but that even makes it better because, in a sense, I don't want credit. I just want to do it, and this is what I'm going to do. You know, this is what I'm going to do. So there. I mentioned birthdays, but one birthday I didn't get to that is worth throwing out here is the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth. Do you know how old Queen Elizabeth is? She has like nine lives plus. She's 89 years old. She just turned 89 years old. So you think about it, 1926 by my math. And I mean, the pictures of her as a kid are, especially the baby pictures. Well, think about it. She was royalty. So it doesn't look like a picture. It's the first time I looked at a picture, because I've seen, like, my family pictures, you know, from relatives in Ireland and then those that came here and from the 20s, and they always blow me away the way they looked. And the pictures, the baby pictures, could almost be modern-day pictures. I kept looking at it thinking, did they get this crib at Toys R Us? Or Babies R Us or something. I don't know. But I suppose when you had that kind of wealth, that's what a royal baby looks like no matter what era we're talking about. I mean, just cradled in luxury. And it didn't look like a picture from the 20s, but 89 years old. So all these years, there would always be speculation about Charles and that he would get the throne. And when would he take the throne? He's waited for a long time for the throne. And he may be waiting for a lot longer to take the throne. Like I said, the nine lives comment, she's so healthy. I mean, she really could live into 100 and, you know, whatever. So it may be a very long time before he ever finds himself in that, you know, in that position. So how about that? Also, what's interesting is something I came across during the day, you know, besides birthdays and Queen Elizabeth turning 89 years old, is this thing that I found in looking deeper into these theoretical Wi-Fi hacks on planes. And because I've recently been on planes to Washington and then to New York, and it makes you kind of think about it, because I purposely, that story had already come out initially, and I always wondered that. I mean, I did. I always wondered that, because check your laptop. And I thought, you know, we're checking our laptop, but if I wanted to do something on a plane, if I had enough of the brain power to do it, couldn't I just rig that up with my computer and you wouldn't know it? So now the FBI and the TSA have started telling airlines to watch out for passengers trying to access their plane's internal navigational networks. How are they going to do that? I mean, has anyone tried to do it? How are they going to do that? They're warning air crews. And I talked to somebody who I know who lives down the street from me who flies constantly because they are, you know, they're in the air. They work for the, they work for American. And this is really true. They're telling them to do that. They're telling them to, I mean, even that started to circulate with among the flight crew to look for people accessing networks through, I mean, even the public-facing Wi-Fi, through in-flight entertainment systems, or physically connecting the network ports that everybody knows are under their seat. But they tell you to do that. I mean, I've been on so many planes where they show you that. I was just on Virgin, and they tell you that. So what are you going to do? Look at some kid and say, well, potential right there. And they're posting this kind of now all over the place. But, I mean, how are they going to stop that? It doesn't make any sense unless they get rid of Wi-Fi on planes. And this is, I guess, something they didn't think about, and I wondered that. Okay, the idea is to be bigger, badder, faster, get people to want to be on your airline, convenience, and everybody has to be connected. They can work while they're on their flight now, and they don't have to be, I mean, they can even FaceTime if they had the right kind of equipment. So let's just make sure everybody has Wi-Fi, but not really thinking about what could happen and how could you stop some nefarious, you know, scumbag terrorists from getting on the plane and figuring out a way to use that. I mean, for goodness sake, you had one guy that wanted to blow up a plane with a shoe. You had another guy that wanted to blow up a plane with bomb-rigged underwear. So, geez, a laptop, if you could get it through security, figure it out, that seems easy peasy. I guarantee they're working on it. Guarantee right now. And who knows, they could be listening to us. Somebody, I'm really serious. Somebody is trying to jimmy-rig a laptop, an iPad, whatever it is, somewhere, maybe in the Middle East, figuring out, okay, this is it. This is how we can pull another one down. And they have those seat ports everywhere. So how are you going to stop that? If you're a flight attendant, how are you going to know? Is it going to be like, okay, everybody can use their Wi-Fi devices, but please raise your hand if you are a terrorist, and we ask you to refrain. I mean, really? Come on now. Hey, thanks for listening to America Tonight.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.